joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
So what was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from listener Barbara Weinstein of Lincoln, Massachusetts. I said, think of a famous living person in the entertainment field whose first name is a bird, and the person's last name is a quality of this bird, something its feathers have. Who's the famous person and who's the bird? And the answer is the actor Martin Sheen.
We received more than 2,200 correct responses, and the winner this week is Jeffrey Bateman of Mesa, Arizona. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm really excited to play.
How did you figure it out? Are you a Mr. Sheen fan?
Well, I'll tell you what, we were driving back from Alpine, Arizona. We got out of the heat, but on our way back, we realized everybody in the Phoenix area was trying to get out of the heat. So we were pretty much at a standstill. So my wife was just freestyling some characteristics of a bird's wing. And she would say, glistening, colorful, sheen. And I said, Sheen? How about Martin Sheen? Martin's a bird. She said, yeah, Martin's a bird, but is there somebody named Martin Sheen?
You work together.
Exactly. I don't think either of us would have solved it on our own.
Oh, well, this is also a love story. I like it. So are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay. Will, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready. Jeffrey, every answer today is the name of a major foreign city that is not the capital of its country. I'll give you anagrams. You name the cities. For example, if I said Edsel, E-D-S-E-L, England, you would say Leeds.
Okay.
Number one is Rock, R-O-C-K, Ireland.
Cork.
Cork, Ireland is right. Number two is Avenge, A-V-E-N-G-E, Switzerland.
Avenge, that would be Geneva, Switzerland.
That's it. Goals, G-O-A-L-S, Nigeria.
Nigeria would be...
It's the former capital.
Lagos. It's Lagos.
Lagos. Good. Redens. R-E-D-D-E-N-S. Germany.
Redens, Germany. This one is... It's not Essen. It's...
Starts with a D.
D. It starts with a D. Dresden. Dresden, of course.
Good. Plains. P-L-A-N-E-S. Italy.
Plains, Italy. That would be Naples.
Good. Dramas. D-R-A-M-A-S. India.
Madras.
Excellent. Only. O-N-L-Y. France.
O-N-L-Y. Lyon.
Lyon is right. New Part. N-E-W. P-A-R-T. Belgium.
Okay. Belgium would be... Can you give me the first letter?
A.
And this is a big city?
It's a big city, yeah. A diamond capital, if I remember. How about if I told you the second letter is N?
Oh, Antwerp.
Antwerp is it. Good. Valiance. V-A-L-I-A-N-C-E. Spain.
Valencia.
Nice. And here's your last one. Apropos, A-P-R-O-P-O-S, Japan.
Sapporo.
Sapporo, nice job.
Nice job. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good. I feel good that I've made the people playing at home feel smarter. And I'm ready to play again next week. You have my phone number, so you could give me a call again.
I like that. A direct appeal to the people that make these decisions, which is neither Will or I. I'll be clear. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jeffrey, which member station do you listen to?
We listen to 91.5 KJZZ.
Jeffrey Bateman of Mesa, Arizona. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
It was a good time.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it's a spinoff of today's on-air puzzle. Think of a major city in France whose name is an anagram of a major city in Italy. And each city has more than 100,000 people. So again, major city in France, rearrange its letters to name a major city in Italy. Each city has more than 100,000 people. What two cities are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we could reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner and you pick up the phone, you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.